This is an engineering test transmission being made by the Independent Broadcasting Authority. You can turn up the
phone, we've got your radio. I mean, we were very confident that that there was a place for the kind of radio that independent radio was going to offer. But I don't think we ever knew, right from the very beginning, of the real crisis which hit us. I mean, we had neither listeners, nor did we have advertisers. I mean, the number of advertisers were half a dozen.
We got the three-day week and the miners' strike within 4 months of starting. So you couldn't give the stuff away.
Capital Radio will be offering you non-stop entertainment and music 24 hours a day on 539 meters medium wave and 95.8 megahertz stereo VHF. Capital involves Londoners, and many of our presenters will be talking with our listeners by telephone.
The people we had on board were extraordinary. We had, we had Aspel and Everett, we had Roger Scott, we had Nicky Horn.
Capital Radio, Monday to Friday, begins at 6 o'clock in the morning with myself, David Simons, playing good music in the studio, and Monty Maudlin out and about in London. After the 9 o'clock news, Tommy Vance and Joan Shenton entertain with more music and open up the telephone lines on their daily Swap Shop feature. Or a souvenir in London. At midday, Dave Cash with Cash Countdown.
Eyes count round and round, let's all send lots of money, go round. Everyone take a little bit here and a little bit there.
2 o'clock and Tony Myatt's your afternoon host until 4, when Roger Scott guides you safely through the P-car. London's Day is reviewed by Simon Preble and Susan Denny at 6 p.m. and then Nicky Horn blows the gaff at 6:30 for 2 hours of rock music, collectively entitled Your Mother Wouldn't Like It. News is on the hour every hour, and there's no better way to spend each day than with Capital.
The date is October the 16th, 1973. The time, 5 a.m. Good morning. This, for the very first time, is Capital Radio.
Isn't it good to know Capital Radio? You can turn on the friend, you can turn on the show, you can turn on the world with Capital Radio. Such a good way to make your day. Capital sounds go round and round London town, up and down. Brightest sound in London town. Capital Radio in tune with London.
And he said, listen here, he said, I didn't choose you because you're a good disc jockey. I chose you because you're a nice bloke. Now bugger off and be a nice bloke on the air. And then he said, there are two rules to this radio station. Tell the truth and be real.
Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Good morning from myself, David Simons. The time is 9 minutes past five on the first day of Capital Radio. It is not going to be a customary habit to deliver long diatribes on Capital Radio. It is your station. May I just sincerely say, on behalf of those people that you won't be meeting, the people who made this whole exercise possible, Richard Attenborough, Brian Forbes, Michael Butt, the program controller, our general manager, Tony Salisbury. These are the nicest people with whom I have ever been associated in my entire career. And if I am to be permitted these few seconds, it is merely on their behalf to say thank you for being there.
And people were sleeping in camp beds and had been for some weeks. The studios weren't completed at all. We opened marvellously, very successfully, but then we hit the three-day week and the miners' strike and so on, and obviously the economic situation in the country was very bad, and nobody wanted to spend money on advertising. And for quite a long time, not only did we not achieve the sort of listening figures that we required, but we just didn't earn the money. And although one can say it now, one couldn't at the time, there were some weeks when, in fact, the viability of the whole operation was in question. We might have had to close down. We almost couldn't make ends meet.
It was an amazing time. I mean, although my memories of it are a little confused, because it had just happened, and my God, I've got this job, and hallelujah, what are we going to do? Isn't this exciting? My memories are a little vague, but I do remember it being very exciting, especially the 16th, when we actually came on, and here I was, you know, at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, we're all standing around, and oh my God, the seconds were ticking away, and there it was, 5 o'clock, and we're all standing together in Studio 4. It was actually this very studio where I'm sitting now was where Dave Simon said those opening words, and Sir Richard actually said hello.